On the 20th of October, 1944, a Melbourne man called Edward J. Keneally was killed when his aircraft was shot down by a German fighter over Stuttgart. His World War II dog tag has just been found. Jim Davies is a resident of Foston in Derbyshire. Jim, good morning to you, Melbourne time.
Good morning, Ross.
This story is in our news, one of our newspapers here, the Herald Sun. Jim, where did you find this tag?
Well, I was working on my yard, and one of the local farmers was working in the field next to me, and he actually picked it out of the ground on the site of an old World War II airfield.
Okay, and describe what it looked like and what it says.
Well, when it came out of the ground, it was like new. It was a little shiny disc, and the farmer knew that I was very interested in the war, and I'd spent a lot of time growing up around the disused airfield. The disc came out of the ground. It's about an inch and a quarter in diameter, and I could just make out a name, and it says RAAF, the Royal Australian Air Force. It's got the name Keneally. At first I thought it said Kennedy, but it says Keneally, EJ, and then a service number, and then RC for Roman Catholic, and it was in great condition.
There's a fascinating story. So when was this, Jim?
This was on the, I think it was the 19th of October, a couple of weeks ago.
So what did you do with it? Did you think to report it to some authority, such as the Australian Consul or something of that nature?
Well, no, I picked it up. I mean, we often pick things up that have been dropped by these people when they were training. And I took it home and I went on the internet and I had a bit of a surprise.
What was your surprise?
Well, the surprise was that I researched him and I found out that he'd actually pretty much died the same day 70 years earlier.
Of course, he died on the 20th.
Shivers down my spine.
You found it on the 19th, 2014. He died on October the 20th in 1944. Jim, we were discussing amongst ourselves the circumstances. Obviously, when he was shot down, he was not wearing his dog tag, and I guess there are any number of explanations. I said, is it possible that he may have dropped it and lost it?
Well, what happened was, like a lot of young Australians, he came over to the UK to train, and he had a couple of months in the summer at RAF Church Broughton, which is 27 OTU. And there were young guys who were 19, 20, 21, training to fly these big aircraft. And we're a very small area, very small hamlet in the middle of the countryside with a few country pubs. And I think they spent their afternoons in the summer when they weren't training, probably playing football or rugby or cricket. And I think it was a casual loss. And he probably would have had to be issued with a new one, but it went into the ground and it came out 70 years later.
And it appears in the papers, pages of the Herald Sun this morning, because all you know about him is that he is from Alphington, which is an inner suburb of the city of Melbourne. And you, of course, are keen to find out if Edward J. Keneally had any surviving relatives in the Melbourne area. Jim, can I introduce you on the phone to Brian Keneally?
You certainly can. Wow. Hello, Brian.
Yeah, Jim, how are you?
Oh, fantastic. This is wonderful. This is really wonderful. And you're related to Edward Keneally?
Yeah, that was my father's youngest brother, Uncle Ted, we knew him as. And I think you've got in the paper that he was 19. I have a feeling he was only 18 because he lied about his age so he could join the services.
Oh, man. So it's unbelievable. We're a quiet little village here, but what we've found out since is that hundreds and hundreds of young Australian Air Force guys went through this training base and went on to operational squadrons on Lancasters. Yeah. And I know the squadron that he went to was practically wiped out several times, and I think, from what I can see, he managed to do three missions.
Yeah, this was his third mission. His first was over Duisburg, then Wilhelmshaven. I've got his air service book here, And then Operation 3 was on the 19th, Operation over Stuttgart, and it just says missing in red. So,
Sorry, just picking you up this. Sorry to interrupt Jim and Brian. Did you say that your book indicates that his mission was on the 19th of October?
Yeah, the 19th at 16:55 hours. So what's that, 4:55 in the afternoon?
And Jim, in other words, Jim, that means that you found it to the day.
To the day,
well,
I think too, Ross, yeah.
It would have been a night mission, and they took off, you know, they took off in the late afternoon in the dark, and I think he would have been over Germany after midnight.
I have a picture of his grave that the RAAF sent my grandfather, and he's buried with the whole crew. Fontaine was the pilot. And that has 19th of the 10th on it. So I think you found it actually to the day.
Brian, can you tell Jim some more about what you know of your uncle and what's recorded in that service book?
Well, I mean, my dad's family, they all grew up in Alphington, St. Gothard's Road, Alphington. Four boys. Ted or Edward, as you like to call him, was the youngest. And to be honest, Ross, from the book, he did some country bombings, his practice. They flew over to France as a practice flight. And then, as I said, he had only three operations and didn't come back from the third, but he was the rear gunner. And he was in a Lancaster Z. Now, I don't know what that is, I'm sorry.
I've read that one of the crew escaped and was able to report back that he bailed out and escaped and was on the run for a couple of weeks in Germany.
I didn't know that.
He reported that they were hit by a night fighter at 15,000 feet, and the commander gave an instruction to abandon the aircraft, and he appears to be the only one who managed it. And unfortunately, the rest, along with your relative, didn't make it.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's interesting. That's a story that we hadn't heard, so I appreciate that. Thank you.
We'd love to put you two back in touch so you can get in touch by phone, by email, and obviously make arrangements for the dog tag to be returned to Brian. Stay with us, Jim. Brian, did any of Ted's brothers do war service?
Well, yes. My father was in the Army, then the Air Force. His other brother, John, was in the Army, and then Ted got a bit jealous of them all, and as I said, at 17, ran away and said that he was 18 and joined the Air Force. So.
And any of his brothers alive?
No, they're all dead. Dad was the last. He died about probably 8 years ago now.
Brian, stay on the line so that we can put you in touch with Jim.
Thanks, Rod.
An extraordinary conclusion to the story, Jim. We were discussing your discovery earlier on this radio program earlier this morning, and Brian was listening and rang up. He was obviously sitting at home thinking, that's my uncle.
Well, I'm just so pleased because when I found it, I was filled with quite a lot of sadness because we've still got young Australian airmen buried in the churchyard two miles away from here. And to think that maybe this little piece of metal can go back to somebody who it means an awful lot to is going to make a real happy conclusion to all this for me.
Well, I'm sure the Keneally family is very grateful, Jim, and so are we. And thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you very much.
Jim Davies. What a great style of bloke he sounds like. Yeah. Resident of Foston in Derbyshire, who says that he found it almost to the day, 70 years later. Turns out, from the official records, it was precisely 70 years later.
And that unfortunate fellow would have been 88 had he survived the war.